Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're all waiting to hear what's up with Deron Payne for tonight's game. Nikki Jabal is going to join us in about an hour. Nikki's out here in KC with me and B, live in Kansas City. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Landy, I don't know how to use the VX here, so you guys will have to use the call sheet. B, who's a player tonight that needs to have a big game for them to get a win?
Big game tonight to get a win. Lattimore. I feel they're going to test him. And if they test him, then he has to stand up. Because if they go after him and he's not doing well, they're going to keep going.
Totally. It's hard not to think they're going to. They'd be crazy not to test him, frankly.
Totally.
And they're not crazy. That's a well-coached team. They're gonna have some ideas, right?
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think it's the backs. I don't know if it's Bill or McNichols or C-Rod, but I think the path to a win is to run the ball well tonight. Mm-hmm. And I think you need your running backs to have a big game.
I agree. So I think, like, we went to two games, and the talk was those two teams were bad against the run. We didn't stick to the run. I think also Cliff needs to have a big game. You know, it is so easy to just lean on the players not doing well. Sometimes they got to be put in a better position to have success.
I'd say,
and this is no knock. Listen, I have seen Cliff go into games and be in this bag, man, and run the ball because we know he wants to run it. Yeah, he wants to throw the ball around, but he wants to run it. And sometimes it just the situation make you go away from it. Sometimes you got to force your will.
Let's hit the phones. Our guy Jupe is on the line to kick things off. Jupe, who needs to have a big game tonight, dog?
What's happening? What's going on, fellas? Hey, listen. First thing first, us fans, we got enough with the negative, woe is me mindset. We need to lace up our boots, put our burgundy and gold cape on, and rally behind this team. But like I've been saying all year, as a year of the youngest, I need these youngest to step up and show out. Medrano, you getting your shot tonight. You said come get you. They came got you. Show me something. I need McGee. Show me why they kept you around for so long. And then on top of that, Terry, I need it for him to show out too, so he can shut up these haters out here. And then, but yeah, like long sustaining drives, mistake-free football. We getting this W tonight, fellas. We getting this thing. Let's go get it.
Jupe's calling for a win, B.
All right, cool.
There you go. Jupe's fired up. Joe Witt did say that they want to get McGee and Medrano out there. Our guy Drew Cohen sent me a message. He might it's hard to really change everything, but Drew was like, you've got to think differently, and I agree with that. Now, they don't run a ton of base coverage anyway, especially against the Chiefs. It's going to be mostly nickel and even dime. Like, there's going to be a lot of DBs playing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But his thought is kind of run a 3-4 rather than, like, get more of the linebackers with speed out there, but also have Frankie and Bobby. If you think you can count on a young man like Medrano, I think McGee has shown you he should be out there more. If Medrano's really going to play, let those guys be on the field, but you don't have to necessarily take Bobby and Frankie off. Maybe that lets Frankie blitz more and be more active as a pass rusher. And you don't have your DNs. So maybe – now, a lot of this assumes Payne is good to go, but – Johnny Newton helps you in the pass. Johnny Newton in the run, I'm not so sure. Kinlaw can play defensive line at any position and is effective.
Yeah.
So maybe it's about reconsidering what you do.
Yeah, but you can't just all of a sudden do that. You know, if they've been practicing it, yes. But if just going to game, no, that won't work. They'll gut you.
They got a lot of moving parts, man.
Or just hell, every person just played a little 10% better, 2% better, 5% better. You get a little bit more out of it.
Our guy Los is in Severna Park. Los, who needs to step up tonight?
Honestly, it's the coach. The coaches need to step up. Better play calling, better play execution from the players if you want to do with the players. But Cliff Kingsbury needs to run the ball. Call some run plays. Get some pressure off. Let them know that it's coming. Marcus Mariota is great with the play action. Trick him. You know, send Terry Long. Welcome back, Terry. You know, let this be a coming out game for the Commanders. And another thing, all those single players who are in the Commanders that are single, get into Travis Kelce's face and be like, your girl's going to write a song about me tonight when this game is done. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, bud.
Los, he was yelling a little bit.
Los and Jupiter fired up.
Los getting hyped, dog.
Let's see where Toothpick lands. What's up, Pick? Who needs to step up tonight?
What's up, JT? What's up, E-Mitch? Listen, for me, y'all remember when Cliff Kingsbury said, you know, Jaden made that call, and he made me right? Well, I think Bobby Wagner needs to make Witt Jr. right today. With his calls, I'm just gonna ask Bob, Bobby just to do 70% more, like Beeman said, man, and that's be a force in that running game. I'm not gonna ask you to cover Travis Kelce. I'm not gonna ask you to cover a slot wide receiver. But when you go downhill, when you blitzing, make your coach right, make him right. That's all I'm gonna ask you to do tonight. Bobby is the one that needs to step up. I appreciate you taking my call, man.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate your pick. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Lanville, who's somebody you think needs to step up tonight? You got anybody on your list?
I feel like it's not just one person. I think it's got to be a couple. I think it's going to be pretty bad tonight.
I think Mariota has to have a great game.
That's true.
Got to protect the football. Dude, if you look at Mariota's splits last year to this year. Now, last year he ended up playing about a game and a half, maybe a game and a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't start any games, but that was about his action. He was excellent. Completed 77% of his passes, no turnovers. This year in two starts, so he's probably played about 2.5 games, 2.25.
Mm-hmm.
That completion percentage has dropped by almost 20%.
Yeah.
And he's got 2 interceptions.
But I know we look at that, though. But you know what? The people in front of him haven't been as good as they were last year either. So if we want to just go straight forward, and it may sound cliche, the O-line has to play better. They have to play tougher. They have to play stronger. They have to give them more time. You know, the interception he threw, he's running around for his life trying to find something, trying to make something happen. Threw it too late. Probably shouldn't have never thrown it, but damn. Was no blocking on that play. So they need to step up.
You've got some dogs, man. Chris Jones is excellent. That linebacker Bolton is excellent. Trent McDuffie is excellent.
We talk a lot about Andy and Pat. They got another guy, Spagnuolo. They call him Spags. His defenses will come at you. he will blitz the hell out of you. So our O-line has to be having communication and be able to pick up the blitz. You know, you don't want that pressure and all those different that color showing in the face of your quarterback. That can screw up the whole game plan, just that. So we better be ready for that.
This kicker thing has me, like, they don't have a kicker on the practice squad, so they'd have to sign somebody today to the practice squad and then elevate them. And that all has to happen by 4 o'clock. Any good kickers in KC? Jeff, line 4, Hollywood Q. Is that accurate? Hello, Hollywood Q.
Hey, what's up, JP? What up, B-Mitch?
What's up, man?
Hey, I got exactly how we can win this game tonight. All we got to do is be aggressive. We got to be aggressive, be consistent on third down, and I think Bill got to at least have like 2 touchdowns, and we got it.
Hey, man, if Bill has two touchdowns and they don't turn it over, you got a shot.
You got a chance.
I do think they got to be aggressive tonight.
Turning over the football. We'll help you.
Yeah, dude. You got to win the turnover battle.
Yeah.
Period. 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 Thanks for the call, Hollywood Q. I said this before. I think be aggressive on fourth down. You need possession in this game. You got to hold the ball and more first downs.
Yeah.
More possession.
Totally.
Let's go to Pete in Woodbridge. What's up, Pete?
What up, Pete?
Who needs to step up tonight for a dub?
Fellas, happy Monday.
Same to you, bro.
In my opinion, I think it's going to be Cliff. The only reason why Spags is going to send the blitz, and he's going to keep sending it on rushing downs and passing downs. So I do think Cliff's going to have to get Mariota in some kind of rhythm early on with quick passes or something to like counter the blitz. Because if not, it's going to be a long day for offense.
Sure. I mean, KC's going to send it, man. They're going to be coming from everywhere.
Hell yeah.
All right, we'll keep the phones going.
Until you can handle it, they're not going to stop.
Right. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You'd like to see, you mentioned the entire O-line.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the variability that Chris Jones presents, where he lines up, and where he lines up in the neutral zone all the time, I think the Cosme-Connerly pairing is going to need to play really well. Sam was on the injury report. I don't think there's real concerns he's not going to play, but you got a rookie and a dude in his second game back off a major knee injury.
Wally, he should be ready. He knows his team. He practiced against him, did he not?
He played with him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Interesting situation. Now, Brian, we also have an interesting situation. There's an NFL owner on the line. Hello, Jera. How do you do?
I'm not doing well at all, Finley. I mean, we got taken behind the woodshed yesterday and got a belt with the buckle in. It hurt like hell. But
sure did.
You're asking,
BTA.
I bet heavy on the Broncos, Jera.
I bet you did, you sorry sunk of. All right, don't let me get to that. I don't want anybody race to electrify. Hey, listen, somebody's got to step up. I got to step up and give you the harsh reality. You know, when you get ready to be executed, they ask you what your favorite meal is. You get your favorite meal. They might even let you see your wife or girlfriend. The people calling in, Duke, whatever the hell his name is, he's a good guy. I like him. He's funny. And Los, listen, fellas, I hate to tell you this, and I'll be the one to bring you the harsh reality. It's execution time. There is no hope. You're going to get your ass whooped just like we did, and just take it like a man. Take the belt marks and just say, well, damn. That's what it feels like. You're not going to win. There's nothing that you can do to score. First of all, let me just say this. Just being the gold jacket general manager and all-around NFL knowledge. Tebow has got a bad injury where it's going to come back. He's going to push off on that foot. Brian, you know what I'm talking about. He's going to push off. That simulating a practice is not going to be – you could be pushing off, but you get in a game, your mind is set, and you know you got to get away, especially over the middle. He's going to re-injure it. And God forbid, I don't know about Terry. That poor guy, he's probably going to tear something too. But good luck. I mean, go down smiling, I guess. But I'm just trying to be the man of harsh reality. It's going to happen. And it's going to be a terrible Tuesday. And God bless you guys. I love the fact that you're still going in there with a smiling face. Let's see if you're smiling tomorrow. Hey, y'all have a great day.
Misery loves company.
I think Jarrah speaks for lots of people that think there's no chance. I think there's always a chance.
Yeah.
Football's crazy.
Jarrah's banned tomorrow.
He may be small, but there's a chance.
Jarrah's banned tomorrow, Jeffrey?
Yes.
Would you like to reply to Jarrah?
Nah, I can't say what I want to say over the radio.
What does White Brian think of tonight's affair? As a giant, White Brian, how you doing, dude?
It's not fun being a Giants fan.
Didn't Auburn win though this weekend?
Auburn did win. They played Arkansas, so they should have won.
Okay. How are we feeling about the Giants? Is Brian Daboll going to be the coach when we go up there in mid-December?
Not great. I think Daboll's going to have a job though.
You think he is?
Yeah, Darts look good enough.
That's crazy. You think Dart looks good because of Daboll?
I think that's how he's going to spin it to the Mara family.
I'm sure. He doesn't comport himself in a manner that, to me, oozes confidence to a team.
Talking about Daboll?
Yeah, like he's just too crazy.
He's a little child.
All right, keeping the phone lines going, who needs to step up tonight for Washington to get a win? Can they get a win? Jarrah says no. I was listening to the Junks. They don't seem overly optimistic. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of reasons to be optimistic. The kicker situation, Deron Payne situation. And yet they're going to play this game. And yet, stuff happens in the NFL.
Nobody's going to feel sorry for you either. So.
Definitely. Nobody cares. The league doesn't care. Players know. Phone lines are open. Nikki Javala joins us at 1 o'clock.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost tokens. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% profit boost token this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel. Official sportsbook betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost token. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pause.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude, this guy Tim Phelps just tweeted me, the way you're talking, it's like we should forfeit. Come on, bruh. Hey, Tim, I've been saying the opposite all morning. That, yeah, it's stacked against them, but that doesn't mean they're not allowed to win. There's certainly there is zero rule. I can check with the local magistrates, but it's my understanding they're allowed to win tonight. They just have to play better than the other team.
100.
Can't turn it over, period. I do think a turnover tonight spells doom. We got folks on the line, 800-636-1067. Our guy Drew is on line 3. What's up, Drew? Who needs to step up for a dub tonight?
Hey, JP. Hey, D-Mitch. So one, I spent over three decades rationalizing how this team wins when they're not as good as the other team. This isn't as bad as it's been, so I feel okay. I think tonight the guys have to step up. Is all the players have to be at their best, but what we really need is the coaches to step up because they got to dial in a game plan that gives us a chance to win, and we can't do the same things we've been doing. So I think they got to be very aggressive, lots of blitzes, take deep shots, trick plays. I mean, losing by 3 points and losing by 30 is the same, except for people betting on it. But I think they just need to go all out and dial up whatever they can. And I think if you win that way, maybe we can also discover our identity in the process, because I still don't think we've kind of discovered our identity for this year. And this kind of game that can turn the season around. So I know that the odds are stacked against us, but I kind of feel like if we can win, all of a sudden optimism can get in and we can build on it. So I think it's the coaches.
Hey, man, it's everybody. I think you're right. It is the coaches. I appreciate the call, Drew. I know you want to see some crazy stuff. Drew wants trick plays, fake punts. Do it all. Let's keep the phone lines running here. Kenny is in Largo. Kenny.
What's up?
Hit me.
What up, my guys? How y'all doing? What's up, y'all?
We're good, man. How are you?
Trying to be all right, man. You know, this game got me not too good of a move, man. I'm trying to believe in our guys, but I don't know. It's like the energy is not there with this team, I don't think. And I know we 3-4, but it feel like real, feel like we like 1-6, man. And like the whole team got to step up tonight, because I'm not worried about our offense. It's more that defense, y'all. Like y'all been saying, like they need to stop the explosive plays, you know, all that. So I'm just going to pray on it and hope we, you know, come out victorious, man. I'm not that high on this tonight. Not gonna lie, y'all. I'm not.
Kenny sounds like he's going through it. Says it feels like 1-6. If Jaden just doesn't fumble against Chicago, they're 4-3. Try to keep that perspective, but
yeah,
you know what? He did fumble against Chicago, hard. So they're 3-4. I think getting smoked by the Cowboys coming, if you looked at the season so far and wanted it to look like last year's season, you can't lose two in a row to Chicago and Dallas.
Nope, can't.
Do you know, what's the longest losing streak you were ever on?
Don't know.
What is that like, though, when you
can't win, you start questioning everything. Second-guessing, questioning. You know, coach says something in practice, you're like, hey, is that really going to work? You know? You just, everything that pops up, you just don't know. You know, and then, like, when you get on those winning streaks, it's like, you can't do no wrong. So, I just think everybody, I keep saying, everyone got to look in the mirror and question themselves and be honest with yourself and see if they're doing everything they can. You know, sometimes you think you're doing, because naturally as human beings, what we always do is find a way to blame the next person. And we could probably adjust one little thing about ourselves and it'll change up the whole ball game.
Let's go to my man Eli in D.C. Eli, they got a chance tonight? Where you at, dude?
Of course they got a chance. You got to, you know, if we got to ride with the squad. But I do want to say, man, and this for the boy, my boy Jeff. I want to start with saying, you know, remind me to call his name, who acting like, you know, he got a crystal ball and a sports, you know, medical credentials for Bleep You Thursday, man. You know, we don't wish or we don't say that players are going to have injuries. That's like saying a motorcycle ride, a rider going to fall off their bike. Certain stuff we just do not say. If you ride with the squad, ride with the squad. Like you said, man, ban that cat. But everybody needs to call, needs to step up. I think with Terry and Debo, they're going to have their respect just from being out there. You can't really look at the Dallas game a whole bunch, because we undermanned in certain situations. So you got to be able to look at this thing through the right lens. So if having, you know, our guys back, I think that's going to help. They need to give McNichols some earlier touches. Help Bill out, man. He's still young. And I know there's certain sets that you like and the advantage that he can give you in certain situations.
But McNichols has only produced, and I think his strength running straight, you have to give him some opportunities to get him going. I know you like him on special teams, but everybody needs to step up. Whatever you do well individually has to come out tonight and as a whole. But before you get to the whole, you know, like Ben Sennett, if he can block along with my other main man, tight end Bates, get him out there to block, man. We need, you know, certain stuff. Andy Reid, he's very smart, and when he looks at the tape, he's going to try to come after you. So in certain ways, you got to be able to protect your team. So don't call a game to lose. You got to call a game to win. So the coaches can't be gun-shy in no type of way. This is, you know, you got to really look at it. Not necessarily going for broke, but having a smart plan, being aggressive, looking at your old tape and knowing why we were aggressive. It's not just, you know, five helps out, but you do have a guy who can run your system. And if you do this correctly, everybody should be able to play within their ability. That's what I want. Play within your ability. When you got your receivers, then you can mix in Luke and your other main man, Lane, because they can play within their ability and don't have to do so much for you. Bill, he's having to make up for certain things and that other guys not being there how they need. So, you know, you haven't been practicing with your team as much because guys are coming in and out the lineup. So you're going to have to do this correctly, go old school, keep them guys out there on the field as long as you can offensively and run the ball. I saw him get under center, Mariota, so we know he can get under center, do some different stuff.
Jaden can get under center, too. They don't call it. But, yeah, it's a really good call. Mm-hmm. Eli, I appreciate you, man.
Yeah,
that's it. Like, there's a lot of people. I got our guy Tay hit me up. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, Tay is a devoted listener, but that's not a dude that likes calling. He's a typer, not a talker. and Tay, there's so many players you can talk about. Amos has been really good. You'd love another big game from Amos, right?
Yeah.
How about a big game from Frankie Luvu?
Yes.
Frankie's had some big hits, but I don't think he's had a big game yet this year.
Nope.
You know, like, there's so many dudes you could say that last year, Quan last year made big plays. This year, in the Chargers game, he made a big play. You're going to need plays. You're going to need stuff to change a ball game tonight for it to work. Our guy C-Dub hit me and said, I want to see Mikey Sammer still have a big game. He's not been what he was last year. During the playoff run, he came up with huge turnovers. The Chargers game, Sammer still had a turnover.
Yeah.
Like, that was their last win, right?
He had three this year. He has two of them.
That was their last win. True. Was the Chargers game. True. And Quan and Sammer still made plays. You need dudes to make plays. You need dudes.
Yep.
Not that way, Jeff. Albert's in Fort Lauderdale. What's up, Al?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Happy to have you.
Pound for pound, position by position, no question. They got a much better team. However, this is the NFL. And, you know, I hate to be cliche and use, you know, the old saying on any given Sunday, anybody's beatable. And look, Washington's got to play a perfect game. They can't turn the ball over. They're going to have to run the ball. They're going to have to try to create some turnovers. And they're going to have to hope that Mahomes doesn't have an A game. Mahomes has a B-minus game, and which is, you know, asking a lot right now because he's playing well. But they're beatable. And I'm not throwing the towel in. I'm a diehard fan, and I'm watching the game. I mean, yesterday was the most depressing Sunday all year. Sat around, there wasn't a single game on TV I cared less about.
I picked a good Sunday to blow off and play golf. Sam Fortier, I actually want to play this later. Fortier did the math and determined that yesterday's NFL Sunday was the worst one in like 30 years.
Why?
Al, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yep, I'm still here.
What's the weather like in Fort Lauderdale right now?
86 and sunny. Beautiful today.
You know what it's like here in Kansas?
Dreary.
Cold and dreary.
I'm coming up Thursday. I'm going to be at the game Sunday. I'm a long-time season ticket holder. I've been living down here since 94, but I've been a season ticket holder for many, many years, and I'm coming up Thursday to see some family, and I'll be up there for the Sunday night game against Seattle. So
we'll see you. Well, the Super Bowl uni's on. Vibes will be high, hopefully. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it.
All right.
That was the last two calls have been very reasonable. You can understand the scope of this situation where it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
But there are still a path to getting a win.
There's a chance, yeah.
There's a reason they just play the damn
games. I can't
hear
everything they're saying because it's so light, so low on my damn ears.
Tischler's here. Maybe he can figure this thing out. I certainly cannot. Let's go to Deacon. Deacon, how's Washington getting done?
Oh, yeah, baby. JT all ears. And what's up, B. Mitchell?
What's up, bro?
All right. Listen. You got to have a clean game. No penalties, no false start, no illegal motion, and all that other stuff that normally been going on. Kansas City can be beat, but we got to have a clean game. If we have a clean game, no penalties, and bring back the slant. We ain't seen no slant in a couple of weeks now. We gotta
Terry
go
might
Brady
help.
Mode. We gotta go Brady mode in the beginning of the game. If we gotta play like the game is with 3 points out and you only got less than 2 minutes left in the game. You gotta play that the whole 60 minutes. Yeah, I mean, we play to the sticks. Don't play to the over-the-top deal. They're looking for that. They want you to go over-the-top. Play to the sticks. If you do 7 first down, 7 10-yard hits, that's a minimum field goal. Minimum. You see what I'm saying? So play Brady mode the whole game. Defense, listen, we need to get the oil, line them up. Lay some oil on them and pray over those boys because they're not playing right. They're giving up too many points. The run game, the people are running on them like they want to. My secondary, you're going to need more than just Lattimore to have a game. You're going to need those boys up front to slow those guys down so the secondary don't have to run as hard and as long. Because eventually, toward the end of the game, they get tired. You know,
Deke, we appreciate you, bro. Thanks for the call, right. Deacon. All right. That's my guy, Deacon. I like that call, B. I didn't really know what he was talking about with the oil, though. The oil threw me for a bit of a loop, but everything else, right on point, Deke. Nikki Javala is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Plus, we've got a live barbecue review happening next. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, if you're watching on the stream, you already saw our friends Mitch Tischler and Tarek have arrived with literally a box full of barbecue. This is from Joe's in Kansas City. I started with the pulled pork, and I got to tell you, it's excellent. You want some of this, B?
No.
It's excellent. B started with the ribs. How are the ribs?
Let's start with the burn-ins.
The burn-ins, I had a few, are fantastic. How are the ribs?
Good. Very good.
How many days in a row do you think you could eat?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Barbecue.
I don't know. Probably, I've done it sometimes every day.
It's good.
In college, that's all we did.
Really?
Especially over like the summer, man. Over the summer when we stayed, we had our little own apartment and the Rich Carlton wasn't open for that little period, barbecue. That's all you eat. Heat it up and keep moving.
All right. Live coleslaw review here on the radio. Coleslaw's a great, great dish. This looks like Cajun or
live
something?
Live coleslaw review on the radio sounds stupid.
Why?
On the YouTube, dog. They can't see you eating on the radio.
Might be able to hear me chewing. Leadville, do you like hearing me chew coleslaw?
We can't actually hear it.
Now you open your mouth and do anything stupid, you can hear.
Coleslaw is excellent, dude.
Hey, man, they got good food, man.
What is your one seed of barbecue be?
What do you mean?
Your favorite. You only get to have one thing that's considered barbecue.
Oh, the favorite thing I like to eat?
Yeah.
Ribs.
More than burnt ends?
Huh?
More than burnt ends?
Yeah.
I like ribs.
I mean, ribs are the number one, because you get ribs everywhere. Burnt ends, certain places specialize in burnt ends. Some of them don't.
Yeah, burnt ends are like, is there a barbecue place back in D.C. you get burnt ends? Does D-City have them? What's the one in Hyattsville? 250?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
I don't order them. I order brisket and ribs. Chicken.
So what's great, I think pulled pork might be my one seed.
Nah.
I think pulled pork is so good.
Nah.
Do you like beef ribs or pork ribs?
Pork.
Me too. Big man. Big man's a firm believer in beef ribs.
Beef ribs look like damn dinosaur legs. Ribs.
They do. They do.
They're too big. Dude, you got to cook them forever to get them tender too.
We're about to have Nikki on. We'll get whatever the latest injury information is. Matt Gay and Deron Payne are real question marks. I did at least want to talk about college football.
Mm-hmm.
So LSU loses. They got boat raced at home,
Yeah. Which
they do not get boat raced at home at night games. They fire Brian Kelly. The guy's just a jerk. Like, I think he's just very clearly a jerk. It's going to cost them $53 million to fire him.
Bruh, to get $53 million to get fired is a good thing. But then again, for somebody to pay $53 million to let you go, tell you how horrible they think you really are. But you know what? I can live with it. Give me $53 million to leave. Bye.
Sure. My family's going to be okay. Landfill's asking for pictures of the barbecue, so I'm going to send some. Apparently, this is going to make Jeff upset. I got to be honest, this up-close photo of pulled pork that I just sent to Jeff, kind of gross looking, but it tastes very good. Here's some corn and coleslaw for Jeff. Send him a picture of the ribs, and also save me some ribs, please.
Nah, I'm going to save you nothing.
Dog, you're not going to rip through a slab of ribs while we're live on air.
I'm going to eat the whole slab.
I got you a Mountain Dew, man.
It's a Mountain Dew, not a damn slab, nothing else.
Listen to this.
Yeah, that pulled pork did not look good.
It's banging, Jeff. You want a picture of me eating it?
No. Pause. What?
He said what? You can't say what he said?
Listen to this, B. Florida fired Billy Napier. Oklahoma State fired Mike Gundy. Penn State fired Franklin. And now LSU has fired Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
What do you think the total buyout money is for those four coaches?
Probably $150.
$169 million.
Hey, man. This is why those people that don't think college athletes should get paid, I say one finger salute to all of y'all.
You That's got a great point.
People getting $160 million
to get fired,
to not coach anymore. And you tell me the players who are putting their bodies on the line shouldn't get paid something? But the schools is where it shows you how much damn money the school make. If I could give you $53 million to walk your ass away, how much are they really hiding? You know what I'm saying? So it's a joke, man. Total joke.
Florida, LSU, Penn State. What do you think is the best job?
Florida, LSU, Penn State. LSU.
Why?
Why? Do you see all the receivers that come from Louisiana through LSU? If you have any kind of coaching acumen, you are not going to be losing very often. I mean, Brian Kelly came up there and made that team look pathetic.
I am surprised how bad Brian Kelly.
I'm not. You go see the thing about it, like people when they hire somebody, they forget all the stuff they've done. And then when they live
he
up
was
to
good it, at Notre Dame. He was a good coach. Those were well coached teams.
Didn't they get rid of him?
No, he left. He left for the LSU job.
Okay.
I am not surprised that he was a jerk because I think he's
a jerk. As soon as he got hired, nobody liked him at LSU before anything started.
I don't think anybody liked him in Notre Dame. He was just good. You can be a jerk as long as you're good. But if you're a jerk and you're bad, see ya. That's how it works. I think the best job's either LSU or Florida. When Florida's right, that program is great. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. So people are saying Lane Kiffin and Steve Sarkisian. Bro, is anybody leaving Texas? They got more money than everybody.
They may have more money than they, I don't know. So it's depending on how much money they want to give you.
Right.
That matters.
So Sarkisian, there was a report that Sarkisian was considering going to the NFL, and Diana Rossini reported it. And Sark went after that hard. He called it ridiculous and unprofessional. He said, it really pisses me off that one person can make a report that, in turn, the entire media and sports world runs with as factual, to the point that my agency and my agents had to put a statement out, which they've never done historically.
But you know what I've also done? I've sat here and I listened to people do that and go after people. And the person heard a story. They got it from a reputable source. They say it. They argue against them. Later on, that person goes to the pros. And then they act like it just all of a sudden happened. It happens all the time.
Saban did it.
And let's be
Saban
real.
Saban told the people at LSU he wasn't taking the Miami job.
Maybe they took the Miami job. Maybe she released it too soon. Because you know one thing that could piss off Sarkisian? If they find out he's been negotiating with the people behind the back in Texas, Texas is powerful enough to where he will not get all that damn money they may owe him.
That for sure.
So they
barely beat Mississippi State.
I will
it was like a
not
ridiculous
sit
comeback.
Up here and completely believe a coach or his agency. They all benefit,
right?
You know,
they get more money out of Texas.
If you tell me that person just did it, it's crazy. No. I don't buy that crap. I've seen it happen too many times. Just because you say it didn't happen, don't mean it didn't.
If I was in charge and had the money, I'd be calling that dude Coach of Vandy.
The coach of Vandy or the coach of damn Indiana?
They just gave him a big old raise.
Yeah, but he could get a bigger old raise.
Yeah, there's always bigger raises.
The man say, what did he say? Google it. All I do is win. He's right.
Got some cojones on that fella.
He wins.
Nikki Jabala from The Athletic joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.